these readings just something very short for us. There's a lot of things going on in the gospel, isn't there? There's a lot of different sayings there. And just to hit that one thing which is important in the latter part, where it says, the one who receives a prophet because he's a prophet receives the recompense of a prophet. The one who receives somebody who's just because he's just, receives the reward of somebody who's just. And what that should remind us is something in the fact that our actions have a great effect on what it is that we do and what it is that... Think of it this way. We talk about it often during the time of Lent, because we're always thinking about, oh, well, I got to do just for the least of these. We're trying to exercise those corporal works of mercy, caring for somebody. And a question that we often get is, well, should I give to a person who's, look, this one's kind of a booze hound, somebody who just gives to drink? We're just going to waste it on something that's wrong. That may be right. But if we're giving it to them because he's a booze hound, we're giving it to him because we know he's going to spend on booze, then what? We're going to receive a wino's reward, which is going to be a headache a day later, right? But if we're giving to it because he happens to be a child of God and needs something, that changes everything. It changes absolutely everything. It changes everything because of who it is we're giving him to, why it is that we're giving it to him. There's a woman who probably had some mental problems who came up to me the other day as I was pumping gas. There's a particular gas station that I usually go to in Albuquerque. And the reason is because it's actually pretty much the cheapest gas you can find in all of Albuquerque. And I go there because I want to be a good steward of the resources that God has given me and to our parish here. And so when I go to gas up there, there's all sorts of crazy people who do there, literally crazy, literally, in that way, got some mental problems that are going on. And from time to time, there is somebody who comes up to me who asks for something. On this occasion, there's a woman who obviously didn't have everything together and was wearing some sort of a thing that a little child would wear, little bunny rabbit ears as a headband. And other things could tell me that she probably wasn't altogether there. She came up to me and she said, hey, didn't even know how to address me, so that's the first clue that things aren't exactly going on well. I said, hey, you got... Father said, could I have $2.50 because I need something like this? And so said something small like that. I said, yeah, I can give you something. So I just went into my car, and what did I get there? What somebody else had given me, which is usually when people give me money, that's usually where it's going to go. It's going to go to the next person who needs something. So I reach in there and pull out whatever somebody had last given to me. It didn't matter to me what it was. It was folded up money, so I'm not even worried about it. It was something that was given to me. Pull out there, what was it? It was a $20 bill or something like that. And just said, here, take this. And she thanked me, and it was like she was going to ask me for something more for a second, and was so overcome with joy over the fact that, whoa! That's literally what she said. She said, whoa! Wow! She didn't know what to say. She didn't know what to say. She was so awestruck. She said, wow, thank you. Yeah, you're great. Ah, wow! And I could just hear her as she was going on her way, just kept saying, wow, whoa! Just making these noises like that. And that actually kept her probably from asking more people for more things, because she was just so overwhelmed. She asked for something really small but got something really great. That's not to say that I'm something great. No, this is money that was given to me by somebody else. I had no idea even who at the time. But it was just something that was there, and give what it is that you have. And did I give it to her because she was going to waste it on something that probably wasn't so good? No. But because she was a beloved daughter of God. She's one of his precious ones. She's loved by him. And I don't know what happened with that. I don't know what's going to happen, but I gave it to her because she's a daughter of God. And so what does that mean my reward will be? The reward of a child of God. What does a child of God get? What does a child of God receive? What do you think? What does a child of God do? What's owed to a child of God? What's the reward of the child of God? Todo. Todo que pertenece a Dios. Everything that pertains to God. God himself. God himself. And so, when you're presented with an opportunity to do good, don't make those judgments in your head that this person is going off and going to do something wrong. Maybe that's true. And there's certain ones where you know you're going to be taken for a fool every time. Maybe those aren't the ones to go ahead and give something great to. If the Lord's moving in your heart that this is a child of God, give to them as a child of God. Because guess what? It doesn't matter what they actually do with whatever it is that you give them. The thing is a spirit in which you yourself give them as a child of God. Because what's the reward of a child of God? Everything. And who cares about the thing that you're giving there? That's not the important thing. The thing thing that is important is what spirit is that you're giving it into, as unto the one that you're blessing, for whom it is that you perceive them to be. Let that be something that transforms the way you think about those who you encounter, not because you're going to get a great reward in the end of it, but rather because you're just doing what it is that our Lord asks us to in the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm not sure if that was clear in Spanish. Was it clear? Do you understand? Okay, especially at the end, that our Lord, he separates us from all sorts of things in our lives. It's always for our good, usually from sin, from evil, even from family members for a time, so that good can happen in a way. Also, the Lord separated, all of creation, everything from everything else, everything from its opposite. Why? So that everything could have its perfect place in the beauty of God's creation. And today in Mass, he separates himself for us. The mystery of the Eucharist. That one bread, he separates himself, breaks himself off, so that when we receive him, the weakness that we have, it still remains. It's still there, even though we don't want it to be. Yet, he takes that weakness that he leaves with us and joins it to his strength, to his fullness. And in that separation, we actually become more and more who it is that we actually are, united to him, not making it through the difficulties that we have with the own strength that we have, or having to plod along rather in our weakness, but rather plodding along with our weakness that somehow is sufficient when joined with his strength. In this way, the Lord's division brings about a fullness, a unity, because he is the Prince of Peace. Let's prepare ourselves to receive him in the Eucharist.